Welcome to the River Mountain Church Preaching Library. It is our prayer and indeed our hope that this message might inspire your life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the preaching of God's Word.
So this morning I'm going to share a message a little bit about Abraham, faith, and a short story about what's going on in my life that I can kind of relate with stepping out in faith and so forth. So in Hebrews 11, many of you know it's titled Living by Faith, but it's also known as the Hall of Faith, where you have people, a collection of people from the Old Testament that won God's approval by, you know, living out a life of faith. In Hebrews 11, it says by faith 12, it might be 13 times, but 12 times right before they speak about each person, it says by faith. You know, kind of, it's used to describe how each person was moving forward. And so I always get the question, or people ask, you know, what is faith? And in Hebrews 11, 1, it says, faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. Okay? I also found a quote. It's actually right in here, so I'm assuming Tony Evans probably said it. The opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is disobedience. And I thought that was pretty interesting to put it that way. In Hebrews 11:8, by faith, it starts again, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Has God ever called you out to take a step of faith? Abraham had no idea where he was going. At the age of 75, he's called to up and leave. Think about it. You're 75 years old. You built a life. You got all these people, and you know, God says, no, you got to leave it all. He doesn't ask him not one question. He just says, I'm going. Abraham had no idea where he was going, yet he still placed his trust in God, obediently stepping out into the unknown. I've noticed many times when God is telling me to move forward, even when I can't see it, when I obey it and take the step and move forward, there's always a blessing or reward on the other side of it. On the other hand, for the past year or so, I've been kind of wrestling with the decision to go, because I work part-time, and it's kind of like my security to just kind of put my trust in finance. So I sit there, and I help these people, and I run a business, and I'm like kind of teeter-tottering for a year now, and my wife kind of, I don't know if she yells at me, but she like encourages me to move forward. She said, I feel like God is calling you to do this, and so out of God's mercy and grace and His patience, you know, I just said, I don't know if I feel ready to go. And I said, God's going to tell me when. So I, like I said, through His patience, He's allowed me now finally to look back on it and see how I was missing it all. Because I wasn't placing my faith in the Lord and God and in His ways that He, you know, He can do anything He wants. I'm worried about a bill in the wintertime that I might not have enough money to make it or something. So, and after He allowed me to see it finally here, I thought about it. And often in life, we're not going to know where we're going. And if we overlook, which I was doing for quite some time now, I was overlooking the spiritual end of things, the faith-driven side of things. And I've noticed that you become discouraged so easily. Like, most men, we think logically. Women are emotionally, you know, but I kind of forgot about that spiritual side of things, to rely on that rather than anything else, because it's the most important thing, and I've somehow lost track of it, but Proverbs 3:5, it's a verse, it's the day that I asked the Lord, I said, Proverbs 3:5 is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And that is a life verse, and it's a verse that when I decided to marry Christy, I prayed to the Lord and I said, Lord, I need a date. I need a date. And it came back and I'm just reading and it struck me down so hard. And I said, from this day forward, this is how I'm going to live my life. And I've done quite a bit of praying over the last year or so in regards to my current situation of, should I stay here? Should I go? Do I go all in? And whether it was my lack of faith in God's, you know, leading or nudging, and or my lack of patience, and maybe I wanted it too soon or something, you know, but I believe God has called me out and tested me, and I am taking this step of faith. I recently found a listing. A gentleman out from outside of Altoona is retiring, and he has a bucket truck with a nice, for anyone that doesn't know, I own a tree service, so I should have said that first. But so, and I've been looking for 2 years for equipment and this and that, and more equipment, I should say. And so I find this listing, and I felt the Lord say to me, call this gentleman. I said, well, that's funny. I have no money for this truck. Here I am. I'm thinking about it. Yeah. They ain't never going to. I said, all right, I'll call the guy. He called me, or I sent him an email first. He calls me not 5 minutes later. I talked to him. Sounds like a great guy. I get out of my truck, go in the house, and 5 minutes later, I get a call from a lender that I haven't spoken to in 2 years. His name's Ernie. He's from Arizona. He's a nice guy, but he said, hey, how you doing? Just calling to check in, see how's life going? How's the business? And I'm like, Lord God, what is going on here? And so anyways, I spoke to him for a little while, and I didn't tell him about the truck yet because I haven't even went and seen it, you know? I'm thinking to myself, like, honey, you're never going to believe this. It was God opening up doors. And when God starts opening up stuff, nothing is going to come against it. Unless I turn around and say, I'm not going through the door. But the gates of hell ain't coming against it. So I didn't mention the truck to the guy. 2 days later, I drove out. 3.5 hour ride from here. And took a look at it, ran it, and operated it. And called my wife. I said, honey, I want to buy this. But you need, the bank has to give me the money because I don't have no money. So I prayed on the way home. I said, Lord, if this is, you led me out here. I just drove 3.5 hours. And if this is your will for me to have this truck, and I just said, I gave it back to him. I said, Lord, it's yours. If it's for me, it's for me. And if not, okay. So I reached out to the lender, told them this is what I'm going to need towards it and everything. And so I'm waiting. And I was sitting in a golf cart last Friday with Jason. We're golfing in Eagle Rock as a couple of us. And the guy didn't even call me, actually. He sent me a text message. He said, hey, I got you approved for that. 80 grand. I said, there's no way. I almost fell out of the golf cart. I get out of the, I hug Jason. I said, you're never going to believe what God is doing in my life right now. So what I wanted to share that story with you is, and I don't know where he's taking me. I don't know how we're going to get there, but I know one thing. If I just take once that step of faith, just once, and he'll keep calling you to more and more faith. He's, you know, take another step. And that's what I'm planning on doing here. You know, so I want you guys to pray for me moving forward in this venture. We're going all in here, and the Lord's got us. You know, my wife and I were, she's probably not as nervous as I am, but... But I just want to share a couple things, couple more verses about talking about faith. And I'm going to close with a verse that I was sitting here with, before even worship started. So, but in Isaiah 26:3, it says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith, for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." Back to Hebrews 11, verse 6, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, since the one who draws near to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." And as I was sitting here this morning, the Lord put on my heart Isaiah 43:19. It says, Behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it?" And, you know, he's going to lead us through the wilderness, you know, water in the desert. So I'm excited for what's coming down here for us the next years to come, even months. It's going to be exciting. So, but I'm going to close in prayer and we're going to eat some food. And dear Lord, I pray that you would bless all of us here today with a greater faith in you and where you wish to lead us. But also give us the courage to take this step forward even when things might seem impossible. Lord, bless us with the power to move mountains that flows from the faith and hope we have in you. We ask all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from River Mountain Church. If you'd like some more information, visit our website, rivermountainchurch.org.